Grace and peace to you from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. We continue our series on suffering, which, as we said last week, comes in a variety of forms. Today we hear from St. Paul in his second letter to the Corinthians about the sufferings he experienced. Imprisonments, beatings, stoning, being shipwrecked, adrift at sea, all sorts of danger, sleepless nights, hunger and thirst, cold and exposure, and all of these sufferings came as a result of his faith. We're not talking in the series about the general kind of suffering that humanity experiences as the result of living in a fallen world or because of our own inherent sinfulness. We are talking about the sufferings that come to us specifically because of our faith in Christ. I'm talking about bearing your cross. And when it happens, God uses it as a refining fire to burn away the silliness, the superficiality, the sugar-coated spirituality. He uses it to boil off the chicken soup of the soul, leaving behind patient endurance, character, and hope. Because when the day of trial comes upon us, those things that appeal to our flesh won't matter. They may make us feel good now, but they cannot save us. No one suffers in this world for what pleases the flesh. No one suffers for what is not an assault and threat on our autonomy, on our individualism, on our way of keeping life. Instead, we suffer for our testimony of Jesus, which condemns the flesh and the world around us, and yet saves our very soul. And we may not have a list like Paul's of suffering for the faith, but we do have a list. It might be the suffering of insult, of ridicule, a loss of friendship or family. It may even be discrimination, certainly a loss of credibility. But truth be told, these are all light and momentary. But to be sure, there is more suffering to come. This is what Peter told the Christians scattered over Asia Minor. Nero and the imperial government in Rome were taking on hostile attitudes toward the Christians. Peter's point is that Roman authorities in the provinces will soon follow suit and adopt the same attitude as it trickles down. And when it does, great suffering for the faith will commence. All will be affected by it, even those in exile. The Christians weren't safe. A fiery ordeal was coming to test them, and they should not be surprised when it comes. Neither should you. You should not be surprised when your time comes to endure suffering, hardship, or loss because of the name of Jesus. And as crazy as this may sound, it will come. Sure, we live in a country where there is relative peace and liberty, with freedom to assemble and freedom to practice the faith we hold. We even live in sleepy southeast Kansas, away from the outright denial and rejection of Christian theology and morality found on the coasts and the larger cities. But the looming clouds of persecution and suffering are on the horizon, and you know it, even from within the church, from false brothers and sisters. The suffering for the faith, it's coming, even here in Humboldt. And when it does, welcome it. Speak the faith, the testimony of Jesus, the truth of Scripture. And don't say, "Why me, God?" I've already told you why. If you want to say something, you're given Psalm 142 to pray. "You are my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Attend to my cry." But when suffering for the faith comes, welcome it, embrace it, bear it, for God uses it. Persecution and suffering are tools in his hand. He doesn't cause it in the sense that he stirs it up. The devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh do that in hopes that we turn away from God. But God nevertheless uses it. He uses the heat of persecution as a refining fire to burn away the junk, to rip off the veneer, to eliminate the trite and trivial, going after the gold nuggets of genuine faith in Christ. Through suffering, he strips away from us all that does not truly belong to him. So, beloved, when you experience suffering for your faith, remember, Jesus suffered for you. His suffering saves you, and your suffering honors him. His suffering was for your sin, your suffering is for his name, and ultimately for your good. So let those who suffer according to God's will boast of our weakness and entrust our soul to that faithful Creator while doing good, so that we may rejoice and be glad when his glory is finally revealed. And may God keep us all firm and steadfast in the one true faith until life everlasting. Amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.